to provide you the best pricing that you may consider jumping on the line to answer any questions that you may have. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jeremiah?
Yes, sir.
Great, Jeremiah. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Monday, sir?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing pretty good, man.
Good to hear.
I just need to know, bottom line, what are you guys going to do for me? Because I need to get this fixed. I'm already got other five other companies I'm dealing with right now. The last company I was dealing with screwed me over and got my listing suspended. I had almost 200 reviews on there. I need to get that fixed if it's possible. It's still there, just says it's suspended. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, they did everything ignorant. And, I'm already doing, I've been doing a month or two of research of how many UCC violations. I'm up to 14 right now. Mm-hmm. And I am going to be taking them to court. They had me marked as permanently closed. They changed my phone number, my address. I mean, it's dirty pool. You can't do that.
Right.
You know, and they're in direct violations of proper procedures and professionalism. They're a corporation. They fall under the UCC code. So, you know, I'm going to come at them like a lawyer, you know,
right.
And, just stick up for myself, dude. I'm tired. I'm just tired of this. I've been in business for 16 years, you know, I'm just tired of it. Cause if you don't stop it, they're just going to keep doing it to everybody, you know?
Right.
And it's pretty ignorant. Cause I paid them and you're supposed to have like no contract, you know, and I even paid them the following month and turned around and told them they could keep that month, but I was canceling it because I called in like 12 or 13 different times, not harassing them. This is periodically, okay, to check with them, how's everything going, because I'm paying for this. You understand? So that's the only way I can feel that I'm getting a fair exchange here, you know? And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just too much work is involved. You know what I mean? Like, my money was definitely not working for me.
Right.
So.
I ran a scan on your company. I'm sending it over to
you. Can you hold on one sec? Can you hold on one second? I got a customer calling me. Hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, right on. I'm just sitting here in a restaurant parking lot waiting for the customer to get here so I can go in and reevaluate what problems they have. I'm just sitting here. I can see that all their air conditioners have got the shit beat out of them by hail.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see if I could get them on an insurance plan for those coils. All right, what's going on?
So you have a 70% listing inaccuracy. I sent that to you via email.
Man. See how much they screwed me up?
Yeah,
I was doing good.
So,
and it was weird. It was weird. Like, and I had a new listing. I had to get my own listing. I've been doing it myself now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they totally wiped me off the internet. Like, when you ran my name, it didn't show up nothing.
Right. I see
that. And that's when I found out my
listing
was suspended.
Right. Yeah. But the thing is, it has a different phone number. Like you mentioned, the 314-799-9206 number.
Yeah, there's two different numbers for that. Yeah. I got two different numbers. But yeah.
Got it. So
the other one's 974-3764.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Google
That's the one I need. The one that got suspended, that's the one I need because it's got over 200 reviews on there. I had almost a 5-star review. I really need that back. Because, see, with the BBB, I got an awesome review with them and everything, but they only hold on to their reviews for 3 years.
Right.
So more or less, I had to tell people that you need to go to Google because that's the only way it stays. Otherwise, it just falls off.
Yeah. So,
and what good is that? Because I earned that. You know what I mean?
Right. So let me tell you what the issue is. Okay. You have the old Google business profile. Whatever they did with the address change or phone number, whatever it did to get it suspended, you created a new Google listing. And what we would have to do, we're a Google Premier partner. We'd have to get on the phone with Google and get the old listing activated and deactivate the new listing. Now, what's really important...
Right, if I got to give them the articles or organization or whatever they need so I can get my shit back, that'd be awesome.
Right. So what's really important with your Google scan, too, is your name, address, phone number, website, and content.
So I can't have two phone numbers?
No, sir. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah, it has to be the same.
Okay, I got you. I get it now.
All
right.
Yeah. So,
right. Okay. Yeah, that's fine with that.
Right? They don't, they can't decipher like, oh, it's a different number, but it's the same business. They just do a scan across the internet and they see the two numbers.
Right.
And it hurts your ranking, you know?
I got you. So then I want to use the original phone number then.
Yeah. So, I sent you the scan too, so you could see every listing that has that other number. But basically, what we would do within 3 to 5 days of starting up, you'll be submitted to all 60 directories Google scans for with the same name, address, phone number, and website. Currently, you don't have a website online, right? Looks like it's down.
Right. I own a UL. I own the UL. I got a certificate for that.
Froggy
ownership. So
com. Is that your domain?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
So what we would do, we'd walk you.
How much would that cost me if you guys took care of that for me, too? I just need someone to host it. I already made the website.
Yeah, so it's included.
You know what I mean?
It's included in all our packages.
Okay,
we
okay.
have three packages. Our pros at $199 a month. Our platinum, which includes Facebook ads, is at $299 a month. And our platinum premier, which includes Google ads and Amazon Alexa, is $549 a month.
Is it $5?
No, sir, $100. So $549 a month.
For the Apple and Alexa stuff?
Yeah, so here's everything included. You're getting first page placement on Google and Bing for 15 keyword phrases in the map section, 60 online directories, a custom Google compliant website, and a tracking and reporting system. That's included in all three packages. Okay? In the plot.
So once this is all established, right? Once this is all established, how long is that going to take?
So here's the full timeline. Within 3 to 5 days, you'll have your website up and running, and you'll be submitted to all 60 directories. Within 7 to 10 days, we should have your Google listing reinstated. Okay?
Now, okay, not 30, right?
It's 30 to 45 days for it to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases organically. All right.
Got it. Okay.
Now, for the platinum package, if you do the Facebook ads, those are launched within 7 to 10 days of starting up. And if you do the platinum premier package, the Google ads and Amazon Alexa is launched within 7 to 10 days of starting up.
Huh. So this is – would this be a guarantee that my phone would ring?
No, we can't guarantee that because what we do is we do the placement. We just can't guarantee that person picks up the phone and calls you, right? There is another program called Google Guarantee. Let me see if it's available in your area. Give me one quick second here.
Did you know how, like, everybody is hurting right now? And I understand that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this isn't going to break my bank. Because, you know, I don't charge that much for what I do anyways, because people tell me that all the time, but at the same time, I'm not doing it for free, you know? I just don't see why I should have to charge someone $160 an hour, you know? Like, I'm like, man, I charge $95 an hour, and I don't charge overtime.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm trying to appeal to people,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Plus my name, it sticks with people, you know. Obviously, I'm not the only Froggy T in there. There's one guy up in Chicago.
Okay.
I get calls about him. I get calls about that all the time. And I'm just like, sorry, wrong Froggy. I'm the one in Missouri,
right,
you know.
Right.
So it's just I'm with HomeAdvisor, and they suck, man. And you know, a lot of these Google companies call me, and they promise me the moon, but then they, like, it's all good for, like, the first 2-3 weeks after the first month, and then it just seems like it died. It's like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Now, I understand marketing, right? I went to business school and all that shit, and I know you should only really respectfully use 9 or 10% of your budget for your marketing.
Right.
You'll never get it back. It's a write-off, but... it's got to be one of those things that's got to be done. You know, you got to stay in front of people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got attention like puppies. That shit always changes, you know? So.
Yeah. Google is the best place to show because that's where the majority.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like everything's there.
Right.
You know, I just wish I had more control or power over that because of ex-girlfriends going online, wanting to make you look bad, or people you thought you were friends, and they're back blackmailing you to try to get you to do free work. I've been through it all, man.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Ex-wives doing that shit. You know, and all I had to do was just knuckle down, beg people, just give me a review, positive or negative. But most of them has been positive, so I know I'm doing the right thing. You know? Because I'm usually the guy that has to come in after someone else has already been there and fucked everything up. And then now I got to fix everything and then explain everything to the customer. You know, the problem solver.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
But that's how you get really good at what you do, is you go in there and you'll find some crazy shit. You know? And you're like, okay. Let me explain this and break this down to you so you understand what's going on here. Now, like, this is the real problem. This is what caused this to happen. So you want to just fix, because a lot of guys will come in and just fix what's broken. They're called part changers, hacks. They're called hacks, you know, part changers. So, but I go in, yeah, I'll fix what's broken, but at the same time, I want to know why it broke and fix that issue because that's your real issue. You know, that's the real problem. And obviously, if you get rid of that, you just cured of all sorts of issues. So all you got to do is take care of it, wash it out,
yeah.
Change the filter, you know, and just take care of your shit. That's all I ask people, just take care of your shit. Because I hate those recent calls. You get there, yeah, it's easy money, but at the same time, it's like, man, it's like, I'm just one of those guys. I try helping them out. When no one told me that, I said, well, someone has now, you know. This is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
This is your stuff. This is your responsibility, you know. I mean, just... educating people, I just really can't believe it. Like, you know, it's an air unit. Hello, it's got to breathe. You know, how, you know. Like, some people don't even keep fire extinguishers in their house. That's common, da-da-da-da. I mean, you get a fire in your house, you want to put it out, right? Because after 5 minutes, it's out of control.
Right.
You know?
No, I
it's
used
like,
to do a tech report for BSH. It was like Bosch, Thermador, Gaggenau. And 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
It was user error, you know. And we sent a tech out,
oh, yeah.
You know, like just that. I mean, they'd call and, I mean, some of these people paid like $10,000 for their fridge, you know, so we just send a tech out and 9 times out of 10, wrong detergent.
Well, they got
like,
it installed wrong.
You know,
they don't have
yeah,
it tilted
yeah,
right,
no,
you know,
it.
For
yep.
drainage.
Yep.
It's too close
yep.
to the wall,
right.
You know.
Right,
like,
right.
What do you think's going to happen? Four, 6 months down the road, that shit's going to fucking break, burn up or break up, you know? Hello,
right.
I did all the warranty work for LGs.
Yeah, oh,
you talk about a genuine piece of shit. Man, God,
right.
They had so many problems. They,
right,
I was fixing
right.
the shit still in the store.
Oh,
they sent
wow.
me to the store to fix shit. It was still there. You know what I mean? It's just, that's how crazy shit was. But see, I would always help customers out to buy a scratch and dent. I'd call it in and say, hey, man, they got this damaged. And so LG would send out a new door, you know, or a new panel for the dishwasher. You know, and then they'd pay me to put it on.
Right.
And people
right.
would love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really? Wow. I said, yeah, man. I was like, hey, I'm out here to fix this. But you know what? I tell them you need this, too. It got damaged and someone put it in. Because, see, Lowe's, they don't use tech. They use movers. And these guys don't pay attention to what they do at all.
Right, right.
You know, like a lot of this shit, you can't use a regular dolly on this shit. You know?
Right.
You can't have that thing going up underneath that thing damaging shit, like your inlet valves or kinking a line going to the door, you know, shit like that. I see it all the time. It's like, man, you know, or putting the doors on wrong.
Right, right.
You know? But LG, I mean, their shit just, I don't know, it sounded good. It, you know, but it's just, man. And then they start making shit for Kenmore. And I kept telling people, I was like, look, first of all, when you go look for an appliance, walk around and look at all the LG shit, and then go walking around look at all the other shit and see what looks similar. Because
right.
if it's got a long-ass model number and it's real similar to LG, it's an LG.
Right.
Okay?
It's
just that simple.
Like Whirlpool and LG and
yeah.
Samsung even.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they got
yeah.
certain models that they
yeah,
have
used to work
real
years,
long,
yeah.
like, model
yeah.
number.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got, like, the same keypad display or the handles
it
or the hinges. Or, made the same way.
Fridge next to like a Kenmore fridge, and they were the exact same fridge. You know, it just had Kenmore on it.
Amanda does that too. They get an Amanda box with all Whirlpool parts.
Is available in your area. There's a couple requirements to qualify for it though. So let me ask the business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Always, and bonded.
Oh, okay, perfect. Licensed, insured, bonded. Also,
yeah, I even got Google a $2 million umbrella.
So Google Guarantee, one reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It guarantees the potential client of your work, right? So that's why I'm asking if you're licensed and insured. Google does also run a background check on any face-to-face employees. Would that be fine?
Hey, man, I do work for the FBI. I'm good.
Okay. I'm good.
So yeah, I do. I got the remainder contracts that they're building downtown St. Louis. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. So, you would qualify.
Oh, yeah, they'd have me trick them up. Like, they would check their guises and see if they were doing their jobs right. So, they would have me, like, wear a special belt with a knife in it to see if they were doing their jobs right.
Really?
Yep. Wow, it's pretty wild. Oh, yeah. The first time it happened, I got slammed on the wall. Then the guy got wrote up for being abusive. For being aggressive and shit, you know?
Right,
well, he didn't know. But again, they're not going to tell you, right? That's their way of checking house, you know?
Oh,
I mean, hello? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is going to happen, you know? I know you're on your toes. You guys are not slacking. You're going to have another freaking 9/11 shit, you know?
Right,
crazy.
Right. So, Google Guarantee, let me tell you how it works. It's a pay-per-lead service, okay? But the benefit of these leads through Google Guarantee is they're only sent to you.
Was that like clicks? How many people click on your show?
No, not clicks. These are leads. So if you do not set an appointment with the lead or they don't inquire about price, okay, Google does consider that a qualified lead. They don't do either of those two things. You are not charged for the lead. And the way the lead comes through.
So if they're just price shopping, that's going to cost money?
That would cost money. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But if they're out of your range,
they do that a lot.
They're not a service that you're providing. Well, you have the lowest price, right? I mean, you're at $90 an hour. I mean, you should be
paying. $95,
right? Yeah. So, but it has to be a qualified lead, right, for you to be charged for it. Your cost per lead for the HVAC vertical would be at $32 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This will guarantee you up to 13 leads. That's for $418. Now we do not charge
Dude,
you the minimum.
That's
budget.
What I'm spending. That's what I'm spending at like networks and fucking. I'm spending like $300-$400 at HomeAdvisor.
This blows all
the
water. So Google Guarantee right now, it's only been around 2 years, so it's a new program. It is the best lead service around, for the simple fact that the lead comes only to you. And it's got to be a qualified lead, meaning you have to either set an appointment or they inquire about price. Okay. Now, we don't charge you the minimum budget, Jeremiah, until the advanced verification process has been done. That's where we submit your license, your insurance.
No, hey, is the background check going to cost me money?
Yeah, so there's a one-time application fee for this. That's for $250. Pay that one time.
Holy
you never
shit, that's
pay
double
again.
What I just paid. I just paid $125 for one. Damn.
Okay.
Holy cow.
That's
why is it so damn expensive?
Application fee.
Gotcha. So that's included with the background check?
That includes everything. So what will happen is you'll have
Okay. All right, that makes more sense.
right. Yeah.
All right.
So just to clarify with you, right, with SEO, right, with the base packages I just went over with you, they're great, right? You get shown up organically, right? You got a good-looking website. You're on 60 directories. We can't guarantee you calls, though, right? With Google Guarantee, we can, because here's the thing. Your leads roll over. Let's say for whatever reason you shut your leads off and you took zero leads for the month. The following month you would be charged zero, right?
Also, okay. Could I run a credit too?
What does that mean? Like a credit card, or what are you talking about?
No, like I could run a plus on it, right? A credit on the account.
They roll over basically. So are you?
Yeah, but
like,
could I put extra money on the account and it's still?
Oh,
be
you
there?
Can. You can. So the
that's
the
what
Google
I'm saying. That would be a credit on the account. That would be a plus.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. 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 So your minimum.
I just want to know it's not just going to get gobbled up.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't, right? It's got to be a qualified okay. lead, meaning you set an appointment, or unfortunately, if they just inquire about price.
Now, no, this is something that Google goes through, or they go through Google
yes.
for, right?
Yes. So
okay,
if you
so
search
it's all, yeah,
HVAC
so it's kept track
contractors,
of.
You're going to see at the
right.
very top, Google Guarantee. Okay? And those are companies that have been verified with license, insurance, and passed their background checks. If you click and
right.
call them, and this is where it is a different phone number. It's a Google rotating number provided directly by Google, so it doesn't hurt your scan. But they are recorded.
Can you give me 1 second? Can you give me
yeah,
1 second?
Time.
1 second,
take your
please.
Time, brother. Yeah.
Hello? Huh? I'm working. Hang on. I gotta go.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
All right.
So basically what I'm telling you is, you know, the other...
That'd be like the best thing I could do. I just didn't know that was around. That's freaking awesome. That's kind of like blows HomeAdvisor out of the water.
I have a – and it's interesting, too, because HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, and Network are some of Google's biggest clients.
Say it again? Sorry, I'm being
rudely interrupted
here.
No, you're good. HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, and Networks are some of Google's biggest
uh-huh.
clients. So it's kind of interesting because
yeah,
their lead program just blows them all out of the water, you know?
So will I be on top of them?
You would. You would. So HomeAdvisor, Angie
fucking
Lee.
Fucking right.
Thumbtack,
so I would be above HomeAdvisor. That would be fucking
would.
Awesome.
You would. If you do a search for HVAC contractors right now, you'll see what I'm talking about. Let me tell you who's showing up there in 1 second. All right. So right now, and you'll notice the companies with their green check mark on. That means their leads are
mm-hmm.
off. When their check mark's off, mm-hmm. their leads are off, right?
Right.
So Vogel.
So what app do I go through to control this?
So we provide you with a tracking system, right? That's going to show you
okay,
like
cool.
all your leads coming through. It'll show qualified, unqualified. We do provide you with an app too, which will track all your leads as well, and you're able to turn off and on your leads whenever you like.
Yeah, because I just want my phone to ring, man.
That's
I'm getting tired of also paying HomeAdvisor on shitty leads because they'll send me the shittiest fucking leads. I call the people and they already got it fixed, and I call them within 30 seconds of getting the lead. How is that fucking possible? You know what I mean? That's what I've been dealing with. So I've been free.
Lead form. Like if I go on to Google and search HVAC contractors, I'm going to see 25 best HVAC contractors. If I click on that, it has me fill out a lead form, and then they shoot that lead form out to like 4 or 5 different companies. And each one of you
right,
is charged, you know?
Yeah, I know. They're making hand over fist.
They're making buku bucks, man. Like, it's crazy. But with Google Guarantee, they're going to click and call you directly on a Google rotating number, which doesn't hurt your scan. And those calls are recorded. So if you do not set an appointment with them or they don't inquire about price, you're not charged for the lead.
Okay.
All right. So,
yeah.
Do you want to start the Google Guarantee program?
Yeah, I would love to. Could I take care of this tomorrow morning when I got a credit card on me?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over an email. It's going to say Google Guarantee on it. It will have the full outline of the program. So everything I
so
just went
I
over
a
with you.
So do I have a if I have to talk to somebody? I got somebody that...
Patricia.
Will I be dealing with you or...
No, so I'm an account lead on the base program. So if you did like the platinum, right, I'd be your account lead on this. But with the Google Guarantee, it's Perry and Patricia. Perry's the main guy.
Google Guarantee is only for that's only for the listing, right? It's not for a website.
No, it's not for a website. It's only for leads. It's for the Google Guarantee section. Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
Hey, Mikey. Hey, this is a different number. Well, then your name didn't show up on the phone. That's weird. Huh. That's really weird. But hey, I'm on a call right now, trying to start more business. Just stay by your phone. I'll call you when I'm done, okay? Bye, buddy. Bye-bye. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. You know what? I'll talk to Patricia, too. I have a meet. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, so I have a meeting with Perry and Patricia every week. I'll see if we can just throw a website in for you, too.
Oh, that'd be awesome, man. That'd be fucking awesome.
Right.
And nothing fancy, you know? I don't need nothing really fancy at all. That would be awesome, man. Because, dude, I've been beat up and abused by all these different Google companies. Man, I've run into so many scams. So many scams. I've heard a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I got so many fucking car stories, man.
I'm going to talk to them, too, about...
I've done bus benches. I've done billboards.
Man.
I've done TV commercials.
I hear mixed reviews on those, like the billboards and stuff.
Billboards? Yeah.
I think it depends where you put them, right?
Or really, yeah, but also if you do something off the wall that sticks with people. So if you do something funny,
right,
you know, and get people to laugh smile or something, they'll retain
right.
that more.
That
you know.
Sense.
So like I did something really funny. I used a funny looking tree frog. You know.
Right.
Hey, your wife's hot. You need to cool her off. You know, and then I had a couple other ones. But, yeah, it was all right. But, man, it was messed up because they did a price hack on me, and I had to send them out. To make any contract legal, it has to have an expirement date. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. And without an expirement date, it's not a legal document. It's not a legal contract. And so... These people were sitting there just, like, they try to tie you into a contract that never ended. Even if you stopped terminating service, they had it to where you were locked in. And that's illegal in Missouri. You can't do that in Missouri. And there's only two states you can do that, like New York and Massachusetts, and which is pretty fudged up. Because there's security companies like Vivid. Vivid is a Mormon company out of Utah, and they were two other companies before they changed their name again. And
that's one of our
biggest
clients.
They were getting stupid.
Vivid.
Yeah. They're one. They had to change their name. I forgot what the hell it was called beforehand, but I remember the story behind it all because they got sued by the Attorney General of Missouri and two other states for locking people in contracts they couldn't get out of.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. That's one of our biggest clients. Viviana handles those
yeah.
that account.
Hey, man, you follow the paper.
Wow.
You follow the paper. Yeah. It was you could Google that, you know? Google the news. The news showed up on Vivid, and then that article, I guarantee, will pop up.
Right.
Just like Weedman Landscaping up in Canada. They're a franchise up there. It's like Weedman. They do landscaping, yard treatments, like Kemlon and all that.
Right.
Their philosophy is if they can get in a conversation with you and they can get you to say yes at any time, you just lock yourself into a verbal contract, an adhesion contract. And what
wow.
they'll do is they'll come by your yard and they'll put a business card on a little plastic little stand and stick it in your yard. And then they'll send you a bill.
I see the news article you're talking about. I didn't even know all that because Viviana handles the Vivid account and she does extra space storage,
yeah.
you know. So I don't really ever hear anything. I just know they're one of our clients. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
$20 million settlement, man. That's insane.
yeah, they got hit hard. But you can see it's a Mormon-based company.
Really, I didn't know that. Yeah.
You hunt down the organization, their officer list, a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know, man. I'm a big info junkie.
That's right.
I back that.
I'm a big football junkie, man. Anything football, I'm on that, you know.
Anything is changed, though, you're breaking the law, dude, I go crazy over. Like, Dude, I've discovered so many things about things that we use today and what they were really designed for and what they use it for now. And I'm telling you, the devil's moved in, man.
Right. No,
the devil's moved in. It's crazy what they've done. Tied everybody under contract law. And like your driver's license, they take away 5 years of constitutional rights you were born with. Because they teach us all to use commercial terms to make their job easier, to make the system work, okay? So when you're in your car and you're going to home or you're going to work, you're not in a commercial capacity. You're in a private capacity, but you contracted with the state, and now you're in the public. You're not in private anymore. They took your private property rights away. So that's all in the contract. That's in the contract that you signed.
I already read it, with my driver's license. I'm just trying to get that done with.
So what you do, go down and get a new one. Well, a lot of people, what they do is they go get a passport. They reoccupy the Republic of America. They get out of the democracy because it's all commercial code. And if you got a Social Security number and a driver's license, well, you're a 14th Amendment citizen. You have no rights. You only have privileges. The Supreme Court already said so. The Bill of Rights do not apply to you. Your property. There's like 20 different Supreme Court cases stating this fact. There's two different United States. So, it's all out there. It's why ignorance of the law is no excuse. They hide nothing. You just got to read. But nobody reads anymore because technology's over. So everyone's got these blinders on, you know?
They're really lazy,
you know, because that's what technology does. It makes people lazy. You know, like I swear to television was the worst invention ever because it caused ADD. And, you know, that's how kids develop ADD, by being exposed to a television too early, because their memory, they get trained into seeing colors and pictures change at a fast rate. So then their memory gets adapted to that, you know, and before you know it, your child's got an attention span as a puppy. You know,
it's really
a lot of, because you're constantly repeating yourself and you're trying to understand why they're doing it, but you don't know why they're doing it, you know, kind of thing. What's the fundamental issue? That's why in my family, I just make them take a break. Everything. Let's go outside and play in the yard, play in the dirt, go ride computers, something. You know, something. Let's go outside and play. You know,
I told my son, man, because they all play online, you know, and I was like, When I was a kid, if I wanted to play video games with somebody, they had to come over, you know? it's crazy. I get what you're saying.
Social problems later on, and then you wonder why you got to disconnect with your kids because you didn't imprint on them enough, and you're sitting there scratching and wondering why they do what they do. You know, it's almost like the Cat in the Cradle song.
Right.
Like my dad, he was a drill sergeant, and I was born in St. Louis, but I was raised in Germany, and I had a very hands-on, strict upbringing. So my dad, he always treated us like his GIs, us boys. He had 5 kids, so really he had 9, but it just seemed like every time, every different continent he went to, he was knocking somebody up. So you know,
right.
So oh, my dad. He looks almost like Don Johnson. So, he's a good looking fella, you know. It's funny though, cause, I got sisters in Australia, I got 2 sisters in Australia and a sister and brother in Germany. You know, half brothers and half sisters and shit, you know, and it's just, I don't know, man, I talk to him through the email every once in a while. But, you know, my dad, some of the things he make us do is stand there with books on our arms, handing straight out, or laying on our back with our arms and legs up in the air, singing the Rotten Cockroach song. And if our hands or legs, we had to sit there. We had to, you know, lay on our back longer on the floor. You know? I mean, there's ways of breaking a kid of doing bad shit without hitting them. You know?
So
I'm like, oh, man. Make you run backwards for 2 miles.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, man. I'm pretty good at running backwards.
That's right. That's right. My so mom, when she taught me how to drive, she had me drive backwards. You know, I was like, what the hell am I ever gonna use this, man? You know, but it comes in handy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can go on park like nothing, you know.
Oh yeah. So my dad, he go to the motor pool and get one of the Hummers. And I remember when we were in California, he took me out to a 10-mile dried up lake and put me behind the wheel and just said, "Now I know you can't hit nothing out here." So we were out in the middle of the desert on this damn dried up salt lake, on the middle of the desert between Barstow, California and Fort Irwin. And when you get to the beginning of the road, it's 10 miles straight up into the mountains, and it looks just like the scene from the Highway of Heaven, because the road disappears in the clouds. Pretty wild.
Right.
You just go right off the road right there, because that road travels right through that dried up lake. So we just got off the road and just driving around on the flat. And, it was fun, man. You really get to learn a vehicle when you get to burn out and do donuts and, you
right.
know, learn. Yeah. Learn vehicle, you know?
Yeah, Marshall is a good area to do it, too, for sure, you know?
Yeah,
we're in Southern California, so I've been up there a lot, you know?
Yeah, I was like in Missouri whenever it snows, and I got a parking line, I know where I have nothing to worry about.
Right. So, two things I'm going to see about the website, and I'm going to see about getting your Google listing reactivated, even though you're only doing Google Guarantee. I just have to check with them because usually they don't mess with all that. It's only for Google Guarantee when you do that program.
Well, we can reclaim the account that after get it done to suspend it. You should be able to do that since you work with Google.
Right. But we usually do that in our base program. So I just got to check with them. I'll have an answer for you, though, by tomorrow. What time works best for you?
Anytime, man. I really like to get this done.
Okay.
You know?
All right, so I'll call you first thing in the morning, so 7 a.m. Pacific time. That's going to be 9 o'clock your time, okay?
Yeah, 10 o'clock mine, yeah, Central, yeah.
Yeah, Central will be 9 o'clock yours. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep.
All right, so I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, and again, I'll check on the website, and I'll check on the Google listing, getting that reactivated for you, included with the Google Guarantee program, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
You have a great rest of your day, man. Pleasure speaking with you. Sorry with what you went through, too. You know? We'll try to make it right.
Hey, Live and learn.
Right. Yeah. No, I've heard it, like, probably 9 out of 10 of my current clients have had a bad experience with somebody else, you know? So I get it completely. I'm not, like, shocked.
Well, I had one.
You know?
He was running a scam on a cruise line. He was doing running a cruise liner thing for vacation. But they were using the same 800 number for the internet business. So every once in a while, I get this recording of a some cruise on a cruise liner or something. I'm like, what the hell is this? That double, triple check. And so I started reverse looking up all the numbers and
started
finding the scams, shell companies, and everything else. I'm like, oh shit. So I've been paying this guy money every month and thinking I'm getting something, and I'm not getting anything.
Yeah,
that's
I would talk to your bank, too. You know, like, just tell them, hey, this guy, he lied to me. You know what I'm saying? They insure your money, you know? So, I don't know about how it all works, like the specific dates or whatever, but I would definitely talk to your bank and just be like, hey, I got scammed, you know? They should insure your money.
I didn't insure that. Local PD, they told me to call the FBI. I called the FBI. I opened up the record with the FBI.
Good.
It's been, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years now. Not one email, another letter, no phone call, nothing.
Right.
I just fall in the system. Just another number, another case.
Another dot on the
had
map.
A problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Constantly get a text, you know? So right. It's so easy to fall through your tracks unless you're the noisiest gear and get the most free. But then they start
right. Yeah. So I'll get you an answer on that though by tomorrow, and then very least we'll get the Google Guarantee program going. But I'll talk to Patricia today and see if we can include that website and get your. So the old Google listing, it got suspended because they changed the location. Is that what happened, or?
I don't know. It's all
okay.
I know
we'll look into it. Yeah.
It's a bad Bad business. Okay. Bad actors.
All right, all right. So we'll I'll talk to them and see if we can include that, okay?
You can find out who that was. I'll try to find out what their name is. Maybe we can report them to Google. Some bad actors that are making the Google look bad.
Yeah, definitely. Give me the. We have a guy, Steve Lyons. He does that. Just give me the company name and their phone number, and I could have Steve report them to Google. But they tell us to report them if they're calling, like, pretending to be Google, you know?
Right. Okay. Because I got a bunch of recordings like that.
Oh, wow.
Can't get on. Okay. Yeah, I even got text messages, too, so.
Okay. Well, yeah. Right, if it's not an Apple, man, just shoot them to me when you have them. But I'll get you that info tomorrow morning, okay? You have a great rest of your day, Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
Thank you, sir.